AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are no immediate reports of damage or injuries from a light earthquake that struck near Los Angeles. It was a magnitude 4.1, centered northwest of Lytle Creek in the San Gabriel Mountains, about 45 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. It was felt over a wide area. The Justice Department says a gun law that took effect after the Texas school massacre and other mass shootings is working.
The bipartisan law was the most sweeping gun legislation in decades, including stricter background checks for people under 21 trying to buy guns.
Those checks have already kept 527 firearms out of the hands of young people who are prohibited from having them.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's Justice Department says those who were denied a gun purchase include people convicted of rape, involuntarily committed for mental health treatment, and attempted murder suspects. President Biden says the legislation is clearly saving lives as he continues pushing for universal background checks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wayne LaPierre, the longtime leader of the National Rifle Association, is resigning. The announcement comes just days before the start of a New York civil trial that is expected to scrutinize his leadership of the powerful gun rights organization. Speaking last year, Wayne LaPierre said the government needs to stay out of gun rights.
You don't need government to tell you if a sky is blue, water's wet, or that you have the God-given right to self-defense.
Wayne LaPierre has been the leader of the NRA since 1991. The government says a solid 216,000 jobs were added last month. New York state lawyers are increasing their request for penalties in Donald Trump's civil business fraud trial. But the defense is arguing 10-plus weeks of testimony produced no evidence of conspiracy, fraudulent intentions, or ill-gotten gains. This is AP News. Some global food prices are dropping.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says global prices for food commodities such as grain and vegetable oil fell last year from record highs in 2022, when Russia's war in Ukraine and drought especially helped worsen hunger worldwide. The FAO Food Price Index, which tracks monthly changes in the international prices of commonly traded food commodities, was 13.7% lower last year than the 2022 average, but its measures of sugar and rice prices were higher. While food commodities like grain have fallen from surges in 2022, the relief often doesn't make it to the real world. Another UN agency, the World Food Program, says more than 333 million people faced acute levels of food insecurity in 2023. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.